This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Chevrolet.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And we are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite and also heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And for all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those construction workers out there, too, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there to register for a free Gun a Day giveaway and find out about more how a USCCA membership can help you out. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, those two words are what this country was founded on. Well, Kyle, we have an interesting little dilemma going on right now. Those air traffic controllers are suing the president, the administration, the government to get paid because they say that they just can't make it. There's no paycheck, and it's not fair for them to have to work without a paycheck, and they're under such pressure anyway, and this, that, and the other. But just give this a listen, and then you tell me what you think after this minute and 18 seconds. Here we go.
Because we've got some breaking news that the Air Traffic Controllers Union has filed suit against President Trump. Tom?
Yeah, that's the headline. The National Association of Air Traffic Controllers, 13,000 of whom are right now working to secure the nation's skies, keep them safe, but doing so without a paycheck. They have just filed suit against the Trump administration, essentially for having employees work without pay. And also, in their view, they say the controllers are being deprived of their hard-earned compensation without the requisite due process. Controllers are responsible for ensuring the safe routing, they say, of tens of thousands of flights, often working lengthy, grueling overtime shifts, and to do so. In fact, they say the job is so demanding it requires rare skills that the FAA struggles to maintain a full complement of certified air traffic controllers, even under normal circumstances. And so the Air Traffic Controllers Union now suing the Trump administration to end this, specifically as it relates to them, to end the government shutdown. One note, Andrea, and that is that the air, as you know, there is always a struggle to ensure that there are enough air traffic controllers, and they funnel all of them through the Air Traffic Control Academy in Oklahoma City, but the academy is now shut down because of the shutdown.
Okay, Kyle, your thoughts right off the bat there.
Well, you know, first off, we know that air traffic controllers are very necessary and they do a very difficult job. There's no doubt about that. But I seem to recall, Captain, that the House and the Senate, I think the Senate voted unanimously, of course, just recently here to make sure that anybody that was missing a paycheck due to the government shutdown would get full back pay.
Yeah, they were guaranteed back pay, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. But part of the way that this story was framed from the clip that you just played, of course, is trying to frame it as though there's some kind of Armageddon going on out there regarding the shutdown, and this is an angle that some have found in order to try to play that narrative out.
Well, that's true. And the big thing that I got out of this was, of course, they have a contract. The air controllers have a contract. And if people remember back to Ronald Reagan actually fired the aircraft controllers, brought back people that had retired, that wanted to work, and also brought in the military to work the air traffic controlling situation until they were able to bring in a new crew, retrain them, and do what they needed to do, correct?
Exactly, yes.
So, by working under a contract, I would assume that contract does not give you the ability, number one, to go on strike, because I believe that's in there. And number two, I believe that organizing and negotiating in good faith is probably in there. Well, you can't negotiate when you don't have anything to negotiate with, because who is it that did not give the president a continuing resolution? Which party was it?
That would be the Democrats, for sure. Yeah.
And you can't negotiate with something you don't have. Now, the military budget is in. They got their whole budget in for the year, so the military's taken care of. There are no problems going on with the military that I know of. The Coast Guard, unfortunately, is not a DOD military unit. They are considered to be part of the Department of Homeland Security when they reorganized and put them over there. Now, the problem with that is they're pretty much isolated, and now they have to wait as best they can until their checks come out. But they're getting help from the American Legion, who has offered a special grant to all the Coast Guardsmen that want to apply, that can qualify, and you got to do it quick. You can't sit on this now. That's number one. And number two, a lot of the AMVETS and American Legion and VFW posts are having yard sales and whatnot for them, and then they're going to give the money to the local Coast Guard bases, whether it's the water or the air stations, to hand out whichever way they seem fit.
Well, exactly right, and I'm glad you mentioned, too, Captain, about the Democrats not wanting to do a continuing resolution. They have also dug in. You know, they could open the government by negotiating on the wall. They will not do that until the government's reopened, and, of course, once the government reopens, we know the Democrats will not negotiate about anything after that.
Right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and in the event that you wanted to opine or ask a question, let me just tell Kathy. Okay, Kathy, tell everybody how to call in.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
AM 930, The Answer. Weekend Rewind. Mike Gallagher.
I don't want to denounce Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because she was a bartender a year ago. In fact, it's a great story. It's too bad she's a socialist. And frankly, just because she's wrong on the issues doesn't mean her story isn't the American dream. You know? She pounded the pavement. She got on social media. She fought hard. And she went from being a bartender to a member of Congress. And she sat on 60 Minutes. Big platform, millions of people watching. And, you know, Anderson Cooper pushed back a little bit and said, you know, you haven't been really all that accurate. The Washington Post has given you like four Pinocchios on some things that you've represented. Here's cut number five, where this darling of the left, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, says, well, my lies aren't really the same as Trump's lies.
The criticisms of you is that your math is fuzzy. The Washington Post recently awarded you four Pinocchios.
Oh my goodness.
For misstating some statistics about Pentagon spending.
If people want to really blow up one figure here or one word there, I would argue that they're missing the forest for the trees. I think that there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right.
But being factually correct is important.
It's absolutely important. And whenever I make a mistake, I say, okay, this was clumsy. And then I restate what my point was. But it's not the same thing as the president lying about immigrants. It's not the same thing at all.
He's never lied about immigrants. You just don't like his message. Imagine her explaining this about President Trump, because President Trump is often imprecise. He has used phrases that are hyperbolic, but people could get all hung up on every little jot and tittle. It's exactly what those of us who defend President Trump say about him.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on AM 930. The Answer.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
You're right on target at the Bullet Hole. Family-owned and operated with a staff that has over 60 years of combined experience. They know the gun business and are always ready and eager to help you. The Bullet Hole is the only Beretta dealer in the area with a full line of Beretta shotguns and pistols in stock. And if you're looking for an AR, they have dozens of AR rifles and AR accessories in stock as well. Come check out the inventory. Their new location on the corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota, with plenty of parking. The Bullet Hole, corner of Orange and Dolphin, downtown Sarasota. Soda.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at DR Mold Solutions. And anybody that lives in the South, anybody knows about the problems we have here with mold. There are 300,000 species of mold, and mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole lot more. Do not put your family at risk, because DR Mold Solutions can help you with their EPA and FDA approved method to kill mold in your home or office. Now, I had that problem when I bought my home back in 2010, and I had to have them come in and take care of that, plus do a bunch of walls all over again and all that sort of stuff. So I want you to contact DR Mold Solutions. They will travel anywhere in the state of Florida at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment in your home. Again, that's DR Mold Solutions, 727-692-9622. And ask them about their New Year's special. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you to make sure that you get that special price at DR Mold Solutions, where they will kill mold. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the president came out and said that for now, anyway, he is not going to declare a national emergency.
That's right. And, of course, the president has been very vocal in his assertions that he has the authority to
do this. Oh, he does. He does.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so this has been a real point of contention, obviously, for the Democrats and even some, shall we say, in the news media as well, some asking him over and over again, are you doing this? What's the timetable, et cetera? But yeah, that's right. The president sort of backed off that, tamped that down a little bit, because it is a nuclear option. I think the president actually wants to have a deal about this. But, you know, it was interesting to me, Captain, I was thinking that, you know, the president has been saying he wants chance to do this. Even if he does declare the national emergency, of course, there would be a court challenge. He could, of course, likely win that as it would progress through and eventually go to the Supreme Court, I would think. But at the very least, it would show that the president's trying to keep his promise. That also would be, I think, a real downside for the Democrats, because they're simply trying to keep the wall from being built, you know, against all odds, this kind of thing. But the president could still get those political points if he tries to declare that emergency. But as you said, he doesn't appear to be doing that right now. But what he does want, as I was saying, he wants an actual deal so that there's some kind of force that's going to drive this forward to the next budget time when they'll need even more money for the wall.
Now, the other thing is it looks like I can see what the president is doing to negotiate with folks. He is eyeing a citizenship path for the worker H-1B visa program. Now, the president said that he's planning changes, including a possible pathway to U.S. citizenship for foreigners holding H-1B visas. Now, they would be put in the longest line and then be allowed to go through the process to become an American citizen. They would go ahead of nobody. Now, temporarily, the highly educated immigrants that are known by having their H-1B visa work in specialty occupations such as technology or medicine. They can also do other things, but they're generally very highly skilled, which is why they're here working in this country.
Well, exactly right. And this actually shows the model that that most Americans and what President Trump, of course, has been talking about, the model for the kind of immigration that actually adds to the country in the sense of these highly specialized jobs or fields that these folks work in. And what President Trump has been against has been the unrestricted immigration of illegal aliens into the country, which is a very different thing. But I think, Captain, the Trump critics would be hard-pressed to try to make the same kind of claims as racist or nationalist or all these terminologies that they've been using, because what President Trump is talking about here, again, are people who come to the country, they're looking to live the American dream, they're looking to work and to contribute to society in meaningful ways. And so I think, again, this sort of debunks the whole idea that President Trump is anti-immigration. This is exactly the kind of immigration that our country or other countries would want to put at the top of the list.
Now, I got an email comment here with a question from Johanna, and she says, Rush was talking about Bill Barr today. He said that Barr and Mueller are the best of friends. Their wives attend Bible studies together, and Mueller attended Barr's daughter's weddings. Now, do you and Kyle know anything about their relationship? If this is true, his nomination for AG would be problematic. Well, first of all, I know that Mr. Barr, who was the Attorney General under George H.W. Bush for 2 years, correct?
Right, right.
Yeah, that was at a time when Robert Mueller came in as an assistant attorney, U.S. attorney. I'm not sure what area of the country it was, but that was when he became a U.S. attorney in the DOJ. So, of course, they would know each other in that respect, right?
Oh, yes.
I can't answer the question about Bible studies, the wives. I just can't do it because I don't know. And as far as Mueller attending the Barr's daughter's weddings, can't answer that, don't know. But what do you know about any of this, if anything?
Well, I saw a little blurb about the Bible study thing, but I think especially in Washington over, you know, these days and over the last many years, you might be hard-pressed to find people who don't have some other kind of affiliation or relationship, friendship, within that town. Mr. Barr, of course, has been Attorney General before, so he probably does know a lot of people and might have attended different personal functions for people that he came to know over the years. That in and of itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's when this kind of relationship can somehow influence whatever their mission is, basically. But again, the proof will be in the pudding, and a lot of people have thought that the appointment of Barr to be Attorney General, assuming he would be confirmed, is something that actually is almost a throwback in the terms of what President Trump is doing. It's not the edgy call. It's more of a, for lack of a better term, a safe play kind of call.
Yeah, and if I hear that somebody's going to Bible study with each other, I'm not concerned about that at all, are you?
Well, no, not at all. In fact, hopefully those are the kinds of values and so forth that you want people to bring to their public life.
Yeah, somebody, and by the way, the officer shooting that happened in California, we talked briefly about that, the night before or something. Well, anyway, it happened last night. No, we did. We haven't talked about that yet. Do they know who shot the officer in Corona? Didn't that person commit suicide?
You know, I don't have a whole lot of information on that, but I can find out during the break, and we'll update everybody.
All right. Well, I'm pretty sure whoever it was that shot that young officer who had only been turned loose from being a probie for just a matter of a few days, I'm pretty sure that he shot himself, that he committed suicide after he'd killed the officer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well,
yeah,
like
I'm
I
pretty,
said,
pretty
we're,
sure.
Yeah, we can find out and we'll, we can make
Yeah, them. We'll do that for Richard. That's Richard in Oregon that's asking me that question. Richard the Marine. So, hi, Richard. How you doing? Now, something else to talk about here is the fact that Rudy Giuliani, the president's lawyer, one of the lawyers, has said that the Trump legal team should be able to correct Robert Mueller's final report. Well, first of all, I've never heard about anybody correcting a report that's put out there. The report is a report, and then you get a chance to challenge it.
Exactly. I think, I don't think that they could correct it and somehow reissue the report, basically. But I think, generally speaking, you're right. Rudy Giuliani and the president's attorneys could be very vehement in their challenging of that kind of report.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll find out more about that, but I believe that's where that the status of that goes. Also, we are being told that United States forces, one unit, packed up and moved out of Syria. About 10 armored vehicles and a couple of trucks were mixed in there with some Humvees as well. Apparently might have been a company-sized unit that did pack up and leave, but there's 2,200 soldiers in Syria right now, so it's not all of them leaving. It's just some of them decided were pulled out of where they were at.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, one of the biggest concerns is here is what fate would befall the Kurds, assuming that American forces are not in the area. But, of course, as we know that John Bolton recently was in Turkey making sure that it was well known that the Kurds are going to essentially be off limits, and that could cause a major, major problem if they were, in fact, if they came under any kind of attack. So this is one of the main concerns, and hopefully they're dealing with it.
All right, we'll hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we steam along here in the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, if you want to opine, Kathy is going to tell you how to do that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch weekend edition.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860. The Answer.
Attention men under the age of 35. You know what really impresses the ladies? When a guy has a few drinks and later gets pulled over for buzz driving. That could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. There goes Let's Grab Dinner and a Movie. Oh, I know. You drive more carefully when you're buzzed. You've proven that hundreds of times. A woman admires that kind of confidence. And you practice how to speak if a cop does pull you over. Slowly, clearly, and politely, like, "Good evening, officer." A woman admires that kind of foresight. And what woman doesn't find it adorable that you call it buzzed even though the law calls it drunk? You can kiss $10,000 goodbye, along with any chance of having a girlfriend. Because nothing says, I'm a catch, more than a guy who lives in his parents' basement and calls it my place.
Buzzed, busted, and broke. Because buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The federal government's entered day 22 of a partial government shutdown, becoming the longest closure in U.S. history. 9 of the 15 cabinet-level departments have not been funded. The previous record for the longest shutdown occurred during the Clinton presidency. That one lasted from December 15, 1995 through this January 6th of 1996. Investigators in Wisconsin say they're trying to figure out what prompted a man suspected in the abduction of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss to carry out the crime. Kloss sought help Thursday in a wooded area in northwest Wisconsin nearly 3 months after her parents were killed and she vanished from the family home. The 21-year-old man with no known connection to the family is being held on kidnapping and homicide charges. And Hawaii Democratic Representative Tulsi Gabbard says she's going to run for president. This is it.
The following message is brought to you by Health Markets, your first choice when you need health insurance for your small business. Do you offer health insurance to your employees? Call us now and see if you can save money. Do you want to offer vision and dental to your employees? Call us. Do you think you're paying too much for your current health insurance? Call us. Do you want somebody else to do all the legwork and search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide? Call us. We're Health Markets, and thanks to a little-known solution, we could help your business save thousands of dollars on health insurance costs and save your employees money, too. Our service is free. Don't miss the great savings. Call now.
800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. 800-651-3235. That's 800-651-3235.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all states. Product availability varies.
Windshields are all about safety, and so is Autoglass America. If your windshield is damaged and you have comprehensive insurance, we'll install a premium quality replacement with a lifetime warranty at no cost to you. We'll buy back your damaged windshield for up to $100 cash on the spot and come to you with free mobile service. Keep your family safe. Call us today. Remember, if it's chipped or cracked, we'll buy it back. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Auto Glass America.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Americans are talking about the crisis at the border in a way that we've never talked about it before. We're having a conversation about all of this in a way that we never had, and in a way that we never would without the election of Donald Trump, without his impetus, his leadership.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer. America.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the show is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. You know, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys, because they know that if you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to do it with, your fists, your hands, a gun, a knife, a club, a ball bat, whatever it happens to be, that they'll be there for you at that middle of the night error when this usually happens. They'll show up and they'll do what needs to be done. By the way, they know that police don't always get it right, because they're going to look at the last person standing as being the person that they need to be talking to as a person of interest, and that's not necessarily the way it is. Now, check them out online, USCCA, by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that big USCCA logo that's right there on the right side. You'll see it towards the top, very easy to get a hold of, and then get back to me and let me know what you think. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, we need to talk about the support for the mandatory e-verify system, which once again needs to be done because of the border situation. We're learning, you know, verification as to who they are, where they've come from, what they've done, whether or not they're in the system. And if they're not in the system, then guess what? You don't hire them. Now, Senator Tom Cotton, Senator Bozeman came out, and by the way, his name is John Bozeman, and this suggestion that they put out to make mandatory e-verify and mandatory that you have to check their names against the database to see whether or not they're here legally or if they've got some quirks about them or whatnot. What do you think of that idea?
Well, it's, I think, perhaps an idea whose time is coming, and they're talking about a national system, essentially.
They are.
And this would put a real dent in those who are, you know, either working already or looking for a job where they don't have the requisite permission, you know, to come into the country and work. So what this would do, of course, it would put employers on notice. Many people listening to the program right now, I'm sure, probably had to fill out some form at one time or another to get a job or to get paid as a contractor or what have you, and they need to be able to verify that they are in fact a U.S. citizen, or have the requisite permission to be working. So this would be something, of course, that would obviously infuriate the Democrats, infuriate those who are looking to continue this ongoing issue of illegal immigration into the country. Some, of course, have even said that, well, wait a minute, if you do this, you're gonna start raising food prices and the farmers are gonna get upset and so forth. But again, there's a right way and a wrong way to go about coming to work in the United States. And there's always ways to make these things work and happen. But what we have right now just isn't working.
Yeah, that's all true. And I'm speaking with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, everybody. Pardon me. Now, the other thing, when you talk about that, is you have to understand that we have no way of vetting the people that sneak into this country. We just don't know who's here, and we're taking a real gamble as to what we're going to do with the future of America. And I don't like that gamble when we don't know who's coming in here. How about you?
Well, no, not at all. And certainly the idea of America, why it's the shining city on the hill, as President Reagan used to love to say, because that's exactly what it is. But it's not something where, again, if you have unrestricted, illegal immigration, people coming in, for one thing, it actually depresses the wages. It makes it harder for our society to move forward and do better. And people live in the shadows. They're relegated to this. And sometimes, Captain, I find it personally very infuriating that you have the Democrat Party, who for the last many decades has been fine with the idea that people just are going to live in the shadows. They're not really going to be able to progress out of that area of their lives, and it's just not fair. Because why? Because they think, the Democrat Party thinks, well, this is our key. This is how we maintain our base. This is how we maintain our power. And it's just not right. America is the land of opportunity, and it's not right when people are denied those opportunities. But we can have a better system to get these people here legally so that they can live the American dream if they want to.
Have you heard of Grover Norquist? You know who he is, right?
Right, right.
President of the American Taxpayers Union. Mm-hmm. Well, he's come out and said that the IRS should cap the tax rates at 25% and don't raise them any higher.
Well, you know, this is an interesting thing that he said, because this kind of goes along that idea of a flat tax to some degree.
Yeah.
Because the idea, of course, is, you know, how much money did you make? Take 10% of that, or take 25% of that, whatever that percentage is, but not, we'll qualify this, not 70% like Ocasio-Cortez, you know, that kind of idea.
Yeah, the brilliant one.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, if you know what it was, then people would, I think, have a much more stable ability to project what they're going to do with that income. They may invest it. They may open a business. They may do this and that. But sort of with this, and we're in that time of year right now. I wonder, oh, my goodness, how are my taxes going to come out this year? And we'll see. And then people are waiting to maybe get a refund. And it's always so nebulous to some degree. But that's right. If it was capped off and people realized that means our economy is going to grow, we're going to have, we're going to be able to look down the road and project and make plans, that would be very helpful.
Right. And the other thing is, you mentioned Ocasio-Cortez. Apparently, the Dems are trying to bring her under control and get her to fall in line, if you will, by not giving her any cushy committee positions. And as a matter of fact, she's wound up on a couple of subcommittees, but not the regular committee. So I don't know how this is all going to fare out for her, if she's going to be upset and want to take her toys and go home, or what the deal's going to be. But even before taking office, she was reported to have recruited an unidentified woman to challenge the Congresswoman or Congressman Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat of New York, in 2020. Now, Jeffries is the new Democratic caucus chairman.
Right. Well, you know, I think that Ocasio-Cortez, you know, if, you know, she made it to Congress, you know, she got elected. I don't know why she would be given necessarily a cushy, you know, as it were.
She can't. She's the most junior of all the congressional representatives.
Exactly. And here's a neat object lesson, I think, and that is, if she were to work very hard on these committees, even if she was quote unquote toiling in obscurity for some time there in this session of Congress, she might be able to make a better name for herself. But I don't know that she's going to do that. I think it's sort of a sensationalistic, almost entertainment based sort of persona and that's not going to do her very, very well. She's talking about quote unquote Democrat socialism, or I guess just socialism. This is leaving a bad taste in the mouth of the party elite. And even so, Captain, you notice how she responded to, the retired Joe Lieberman, the former senator, how she responded to his comments about her shouldn't really be the future of the party. It just shows that she doesn't really understand how all this works and what her place is in it, and how she could work hard and demonstrate how she gets a better committee assignment, unless it's just given to her, I guess. But that's just the way it is.
Very quickly, Maria in Germany is talking about some polls she found from the Die Welt newspapers, saying that 50% of Americans blame President Trump for the shutdown, and that 33% blame Nancy and the Democrats. Well, I want you to know, Maria, that according to the Rasmussen poll, which totally disputes what you got there, I have no idea what that poll is and what Die Welt is, but 56% of Americans are standing behind the president and believe the Democrats are the obstructionists, and that's quite a significant difference. Let's see, 56% to 32%, that's a difference of 24 percentage points.
Exactly, and it is going to be interesting to see how this plays out. President Trump, by the way, by going to the border, very cogently and very practically showed these issues that are going on, and the way he talked about the Democrats not wanting the deal, this is really bad news for the Democrat Party elite, who are trying to make this into, again, more personal attacks. The crazy rebuttal from Schumer and Pelosi has done nothing really for them at all. If anything, they should have stayed home. It would have actually been better for them if they said nothing. But what they did was just actually put themselves a couple of
times. All right, times. Here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Very good. Talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. Coming back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find...
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute, they're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Mike Gallagher is struggling with the new left.
Anderson Cooper last night sat down with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
It's infuriating to hear this young woman talk about people not paying their fair share.
And I'm not saying this to be a jerk. I promise I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You know who hasn't paid her fair share? Her.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 9. Right before Best Stocks Now at 11 on AM 930. The Answer.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Everybody's doing it, and everybody's making money at it, except you. You're losing holiday business to your online competitors, and you don't know how to get in the game. Talk to us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness, even if you have none, and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales coming out of this season. We can design and implement all of your online marketing under one roof, give you monthly reports on results, and instantly move your dollars to the most effective areas of your online advertising and sales. Social marketing, geofencing, web search enhancement, event targeting, and more. Now, there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround, increasing sales dramatically. Learn more by logging on to SurroundTampa.com. That's SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Paisano's Italian Bakery is your destination for delicious, decadent desserts. How about an eclair? A pastry filled with sweet, creamy custard and mountains of rich, melt-in-your-mouth chocolate icing on the top. Or try a Napoleon. Layers of puff pastry and creamy custard topped with the perfect amount of icing. And, of course, don't forget the favorites, tiramisu and cannoli to die for. Paisano's Gateway Shopping Center on Stickney Point, Sarasota. Paisano's. Yum.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm
he's found a Quattro Bandit run.
Alrighty, that's Jerry Reed and Company, eastbound and down to Load Up and Truck. And this is time for our highway and byway report out there for all the nation's truckers and everybody that's out there traveling this weekend. Listen up, because a widespread winter storm is right now impacting portions of the Midwest, all the way from Colorado straight across the country to the Atlantic Ocean over in Virginia. Now, this is affecting the east-west highways of I-80. I-70 and I-64. It's affecting the north-south highways in Kansas of I-35 and I-29. In Missouri, it's affecting I-44 along with I-70. And coming across into Illinois, it's also affecting I-65. And I-55, and coming over into Indiana, you're also getting the effect of I-65, I-69, I-70, and it's also up on I-80 there, as well as Illinois. The snow is up as far north as I-80, and it's barely along I-80 till about Des Moines in Iowa right now. It's kind of got a weird pattern, but it's heavy at times. There's a winter storm warning across that whole area. There's going to be heavy snow. Freezing rain is out in front of this front in Virginia right now, or near Richmond, on down to North Carolina. In the mountains of North Carolina, they are getting some freezing drizzle there tonight. This is going to produce hazardous driving conditions for the whole weekend as the storm system progresses into the Ohio-Tennessee Valley before giving way to a developing coastal low along North Carolina. Then it gets sucked up and up the East Coast. It goes as a nor'easter. But there's a lot of snow in this right now. There's a lot of winter warnings, advisories, icy road conditions, power lines coming down the whole nine yards. So be careful all the way from North Carolina to Virginia to Maryland, the southern part of Pennsylvania. By the way, I-76, the Pennsylvania Turnpike, will be affected by this. All of New Jersey, the New Jersey Turnpike, all of Maryland, I-95, and obviously I-70 coming out of Maryland. And it looks like as if Virginia is going to get it pretty solidly. And then angling across North Carolina towards the mountains again is where you're going to have a lot of the freezing rain and sleet right now over to the frontal part of the system, which is around Richmond. So that's getting freezing rain in that area right now. So, again, you've got to be very careful. Now, Moss Nissan, Moss Family Chevrolet, and Moss Family Automotive Group, which also includes Moss Family Automotive in the certified pre-owned store in Homosassa Springs, bring you this portion of the program. And a lot of you might be saying, well, how come you got a car dealer, you know, down there in Florida that's advertising on your national show? Well, here's why. They've sold cars to people from Arizona. They've sold cars to people from North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wyoming, Ohio, Northern Michigan, all across the northern part of the United States, including New England and Canada. Why wouldn't you want to be heard on a program like this where you can be heard by everybody? Now, the most important thing is veterans. You serve, you save at every one of the Moss Family Automotive locations. You serve, you save. That means you get preferred pricing on whatever it is you're looking at. And when you make your best deal, always tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, that's an extra $500 off the price of the vehicle that you're looking at. You can save yourself $500 on top of everything else when you sit down to make your deal with Moss just by telling them the captain sent you. So that's where we're at today when it comes to the highways and the byways and Moss Nissan. And again, Dave Moss Jr., we appreciate him. He's got some liners that now are inserted into the beginning of the show each hour. And we're very happy to have the relationship that we do with Dave Moss and his father, Dave Sr., because I believe in family-owned businesses. I believe in the power of positive and what you can do when you set your hearts and your minds out to do it. And they are a success story extraordinaire as to how that family picked themselves up by the bootstraps, did what they had to do, and they are one of the most highly successful automobile dealers anywhere in the country with four locations to serve you. Moss Family Automotive. Google them. Find out what you need to find out. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's an extra $500 off your vehicle. By the way, it warmed up tonight. It's not colder than a well digger's butt. And we are getting some better weather here tonight. Not a lot, but some better weather here tonight. As far as warmth, it's going to be, looks like up in the middle 70s today around here. Might get a little bit warmer. It's currently 60 degrees because last night at this time we were down in the 40s. I know we were. But it's currently 60 degrees. So there you go. So it's a much nicer night. And it's supposed to go down into the 50s, but even though it goes down into the 50s, that's better than the 30s that a lot of places had. It was 32 degrees yesterday in Brooksville in the state of Florida. A lot of cold people yesterday, I tell you that much. A lot of cold people. Okay, now, coming up next, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Now, with Denise, she, of course, has got the website, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the different articles that she writes. Okay, now, I believe she's on the phone right now. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
A little bit more to this police officer that was shot and killed, this young gal, basically only out in the road for, what, 2 or 3 days or something like that? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Supposedly, what came down here, what went down, was somebody rode up on a bike. A young man rode up on a bike, and he shot her, and then fired at police, at firefighters rather, that were at the scene of this three car accident. And of course, there was another officer, I believe, that gave pursuit. And when they caught up to him, he had gone into a house and killed himself.
Yeah, there was apparently some kind of a gun exchange at that house, and so he apparently obviously took his own life because the police were outside until such time there was nothing else coming out of the house, and they found them dead.
Wow. Well, so unfortunately we lose another officer. We've lost three this week so far.
Was it this week or this month, I think?
Well, actually, I was told this week, three. This week, that's what I saw on the story that I was doing a little research before we started out here. Okay, so let me reach over here to my sheet. Okay, the president is apparently not going to shut the, use the state of emergency, at least that's what he says, for now.
Correct.
For now.
Correct. Correct.
So, what do you think? Do you think he's going to use it at all?
There's no way for me to know. But I believe that he's doing the right thing, really trying to force the hand of the Democrats under the House to come to make some kind of concession. He's made concessions already.
Uh-huh.
He's made, you know, 2 or 3 concessions. And the biggest one was, okay, Nancy, I'll open the government. Will you fund these border security needs? And she said no.
Mm. All right, well, hold that thought. We'll be back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, is the E-Verify back in the mix again here? I'm hearing it is. We'll find out. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion, AM 930. The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930. The Answer.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for TownHall.com. It appears that the economy is slowing down and that markets are signaling even further weakening. I've been an economic optimist since the Trump election, especially when he made broad-based tax cuts a priority. but I did warn that the effects of the tax cuts would be short-term unless he continued to push in a pro-growth direction. But after the tax cuts, the president instead pivoted towards increasing taxes on international trade. Make no mistake, tariffs are taxes, and as such, they choke off growth. And that's exactly what has been happening. Economic growth has gone from a sizzling summer of over 4% to an average fall at under 3.5%. And the winter looks like it might be cooling down to under 3%. If, in the president's language, we want to make America great again, and we really want